Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
This episode of Leia Foundation is sponsored by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it is the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. There are tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. It's everything you need to make a podcast, all in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That is anchor.fm to get started. We love you, Anchor. Hey, y'all. My name's Casey, and welcome to a very special bonus episode of Leia Foundation. Today, we're talking about something a little more theoretical than a specific case. We're going to have a short discussion about how a case makes its way to the Supreme Court of the United States. There are multiple ways that a case can make its way to the Supreme Court, but generally these means are split into three categories: original jurisdiction, a circuit court writ of certiorari, or state Supreme Court appeals. The first category is by far the most rare, with only about 3 or 4 cases per year making it to the Supreme Court this way. Original jurisdiction is set into law, and we've talked about it briefly on the podcast before. Quoting directly from the Constitution, Article 3, Section 2, in all cases affecting ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, and those in which a state shall be party, the Supreme Court shall have original jurisdiction. In practice, this means that the case goes directly to the Supreme Court without being heard anywhere else beforehand. In practice, again, this is normally cases where states themselves are parties, or as it said in the Constitution, any ambassadors, public ministers, things like that. The second category is the most common, a writ of certiorari. This category encompasses all appeals from a circuit court. If a party is unsatisfied with the result of a circuit court's decision, they can file a petition to the Supreme Court for a writ of certiorari. Something incredibly unique about the Supreme Court is that in this situation, they have the power to decide which cases they will hear. Each year, the court receives about 8,000 petitions, but only issues a writ in about 80 cases. The writ is issued using the rule of four. If 4 of the 9 justices vote to issue the writ, then it will be issued. If this bar is not met, the petition is denied, and the decision of the lower court is automatically final. When the writ is issued, it is a legal order to the lower court to send the case records to the Supreme Court, allowing them to review it. The third category is a state Supreme Court appeal. Within each state in the United States, there is a state Supreme Court, sometimes called a court of appeals, which has the power to give the final verdict on matters of state law. The Supreme Court will rarely challenge any verdicts on state law, but it will grant certiorari in cases where constitutional issues are being debated. Normally, this is where someone claims that a ruling violates their constitutional rights. In general, on any appeal, so either from a circuit court or from a state Supreme Court, the justices are most likely to take cases that will affect the entire country rather than just the individuals in question. Their aim is generally to answer important legal questions and address legal issues that can affect the whole nation or have a significant constitutional impact, or, of course, both. So thank you guys so much. That was a quick bonus episode of Lay a Foundation. I hope that answered some of the questions you might have about the Supreme Court and one part of the process. Head on over to the podcast's Instagram at Lay a Foundation to let me know what you think about this little bonus episode, and I will see you early next week for episode 7. Have a good one.